Welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be back.
How's it feel?
Hot and sweaty. No, it was great. Great to be in front of the home fans again. Great to be back in New Orleans. Great to be home. I felt like the 3 weeks in West Virginia served us really well. I felt like we were able to accomplish a lot, and that was the ultimate goal. It was really to be able to get in a climate where, you know, we could get more work done, install maybe at a faster pace. I mean, really get a lot of reps and a lot of work under our belt, and I feel like we were able to accomplish that, which was the goal. And now we're back home, so kind of get used to these conditions, these elements again. But you know, as you approach that third preseason game, you know, this is really kind of the final dress rehearsal for the season. So this is when, you know, the season becomes very imminent.
And do you want to play in that game?
No question. Yeah.
And how are you feeling?
I feel good. Yeah. Today was my first day to kind of be, you know, full go. I've been taking it very slow, very deliberate. No use in rushing something that could, you know, get worse. So I wanted to make sure that it was, you know, all good. I'm still not 100%, but I hope that by Saturday I am.
So is this third game always a target, knowing you're going to play?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, this is where, you know, I mean, we've had some guys get banged up. I think everybody's trying to get in on this one, you know, just so we can kind of get all the chess pieces out there, you know, and get some significant playing time. Simulate as best we can, obviously, what the start of the season is going to be like, going up against a good football team on the road, Indianapolis Colts.
Just kind of feel like that's happening with Jari back and
Grubbs. Yeah, exactly. Kenny Stills. Yeah, I mean, we've had a lot of guys that, you know, just wanting to make sure that we're doing the right thing. You know, no use in rushing some of these veteran guys back, especially offensive linemen, when, you know, it could be problematic later on. Just trying to be very, very smart.
That, you have to be encouraged. Only one sack, 80-some pass attempts. Considering the depth you established on the offensive line.
Yeah.
And just from a distance, just about how well they pass protected.
I think they've done a great job. You know, especially like you said, with, you know, a lot of moving parts. You know, I mean, a lot of starters out, backup guys in, kind of working with the first group, working with the second, mixing, matching centers. I mean, just doing a lot of things where, you know, typically on an offensive line, continuity is the most important thing. And so, just goes to show, you know, their work ethic and how we've been able to speed them along, and I think their knowledge of kind of this offense and our game plans and what we're doing too.
Drew, you need a half, three quarters. What do you think you need to be comfortable?
I mean, I think the expectation is a half, you know. If we go out and we score on the first three possessions, then it might be less than that. If we go out and we don't score at all, then it's going to be more than that. So I think typically a half is what we've gone in the past.
So it could be kind of like at the Raiders, that one game when you played a quarter.
Yeah. But we scored three times in a row. I mean, listen. I think the we know we're playing against a really good football team on the road, and we've had some guys out. So I think the most important thing is going out there and executing well and making sure that we all feel very comfortable, you know, leaving that game like, hey, we are on track. We are where we want to be at this point. Because if we're not, then, you know, I mean, obviously that creates even more of a sense of urgency.
Kenny was talking a moment ago about, you know, had a conversation with the players after the game about policing yourself,
yeah,
you know, being better, more disciplined on the football field.
Yeah.
You having to watch that game on Friday, I imagine it was tough to watch.
Yeah.
Everything. How do you go forward from that, knowing that you can play better?
Well, at the end of the day, at some point, a team takes control of itself. You know, the leaders take control of the team, and you are accountable to one another, you police one another, and if things are going to change, it has to change from within. Not going to change because the coach tells you that something needs to change. Now, certainly Sean Payton does a great job of identifying problems, finding solutions, and challenging players. And, I mean, his message to us at the end was maybe unlike what you would think. You know, I think everyone would assume, oh, he's just going to rip us the minute we step foot in this locker room. I think his approach was maybe a bit of the opposite, and that is, hey, if we didn't get five turnovers, we get beat. We know that. So you got to understand what penalties do. And we've talked about it a lot here over the last 2 days. But if you want to fix it, it's up to you guys.
Is that kind of the fact this is a veteran team? Is more of his approach to lean on those guys?
No question. Because when you're out on the field, too, I mean, it's the reason you want to play well and strive for excellence and great execution, all those things, is because you don't want to let the guy down next to you. You know, so that's where the accountability and the trust factor comes in, the confidence in one another. To know that we're doing everything we need to do to play great and to be able to depend on one another. And if things aren't working, man, we got to find a solution. Everybody has to be able to point the finger at themselves and find something to do better, because we can all get better.
Drew, is it important for you to not only come through this game unscathed from an injury standpoint, but you hope to do everything that you would normally do in a game just to see if you are indeed close
yeah,
to
100%. Yeah, I mean, I don't expect to be limited at all. I wouldn't play if I was limited.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's not smart. So my goal this entire time, the minute I got hurt and the minute I kind of got the prognosis was, all right, I'm going to be really smart. I'm going to take it one day at a time, and I'm going to be playing in that indie game. You know, that's my goal. I mean, I threw before the game and could make every throw. It's different than just going out there on air and throwing as opposed to being in a game, guys coming at you, you having to avoid, throw from different arm angles and such. But I could make all the throws on Friday, but there was no reason to rush it at that point. So another day off yesterday was really good for me, and I felt good today.
If you would have had that injury during the regular season, do you think you would have played?
No. Because it's not one of those things where, you know, there's injuries where, man, I'm just battling through the pain until I can, you know, get back. You know, I had an MCL a couple years back that was kind of that. You know, I mean, as long as I braced it up and it was stable, yeah, there's pain involved, but, you know, it's going to get better as I'm playing. This does not get better if you keep playing. You know, it gets much, much worse. So this was something that just needed rest. I mean, you know, I couldn't do the things that are required of me as a quarterback to generate that type of power and leverage throwing the football without just resting it for a while.
What did you think of Jimmy's dunk on Saturday? Do you think he was trying to make a point?
I mean, whatever. No comment. We've beat that thing to death. I'm not worried about Jimmy.
Broke the backboard, so to speak.
What's that?
Broke the backboard, so to speak.
Something like that.
The same, not worried, applies to obviously he and Coach went back and forth.
No.
After. That's the heat of the moment, you think?
Yeah, that's just emotions running high. Yeah.
Drew, your impressions of Brandon Cooks through two preseason games watching him play?
I've been really impressed. And to be honest with you, it's a lot of the little things. You know, it's the stuff that maybe, you know, you guys wouldn't notice. I mean, and fans wouldn't notice, certainly. I mean, just, you know, you kind of see the finished product on game day, you know. And, man, he's explosive and, you know, he's quick and he's fast. But, man, he's so smart. He's playing a bunch of different receiver positions right now. And little things like, man, the huddle breaks and the dude sprints to his alignment and he gets lined up. He knows exactly where to line up. He's helping other guys. I mean, he's really, I think, taken on a leadership role as a wide receiver very early in his career. I mean, he's a rookie 3 weeks into camp. So I've been very impressed with that element. No, I knew he was smart. I knew he was talented. But the way he's been able to absorb a lot of the nuances of the offense, and you really only need to tell him once, and he'll have it down. And, man, he works, and he's intense. You can tell he wants to be great at his job. You know, he wants to learn as much as he possibly can. Man, he's everything you want in a young player.
You're a creep. Last one.
Well, I mean, listen, anytime you can add a guy like that who has that type of playmaking ability, that type of speed, and just that type of presence, I think is crucial.
Drew, you're a creature of habit. You like being out in the field. What has it been like for you the last 16 days?
You know, I've really tried to look at it from a positive, in a positive way. And that is, you know, what can I see? What can I absorb? What can I focus on that maybe I'm not able to when I'm actually out there getting reps? So I feel like there are things, you know, just kind of stepping back. I kind of equated to when I got benched back in San Diego for 5 games. You step back, you see things from kind of this 10,000-foot spread, and you're like, oh, you know, interesting. I went over and sat with the defense during team period at times and just listened to coaches talk to defenders, what they were saying, the defensive call, just how they were playing, leverage, I mean, just disguises, certain things. So I became a better player in 2 weeks, even though I didn't take a snap at quarterback.